Welcome back. 1221 at 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And joining me now, Ben Wolfgang, Washington Times White House reporter. Hello, Ben.
Hey, Andy. Happy Monday to you.
Happy Monday to you. I saw the headline, "To Distance Themselves from Obama, 2016 Democrats Will Move to the Left." I got to admit, I was surprised to see that. I consider Obama about as far left as you can get, but these folks are going to have to lean even further?
Well, it's when you talk about moving to the left, I think what a lot of Democratic strategists and political analysts, the way that they interpret that and the way they think this is going to play out is you're going to see Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, whether it's Martin O'Malley or whoever else ends up getting into this race, you're going to see them, I think, embrace this idea of the little guy versus Wall Street a lot more than, and President Obama certainly has been talking about that a lot lately, but I think you're going to see that kind of amped up in the campaign where the Democratic nominees, as they're fighting with each other and fighting to overtake Hillary Clinton, quite frankly, in the primary process, they're going to sort of paint themselves and paint the Democratic Party as on the side of the middle class, as President Obama has done, and perhaps come out with some stronger ideas in terms of Wall Street reform or perhaps an even greater hike in the minimum wage or other steps that in their mind are designed to help the middle class and to help, you know, the poor in this country sort of get a leg up and work their way into the middle class. So it's not so much more liberal than President Obama when it comes to things like gay rights necessarily or climate change or any quote-unquote traditional liberal issues, if you will. But I think it's going to be this 99% versus the 1% idea that they're going to go further than the president's gone thus far.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, I know that the president has had to back away in the past from some of his promises to the liberal base. You and I have talked about energy and climate change and all in the past. But that always happens with presidents. I mean, I remember Bill Clinton definitely moving to the center once he became president. And I guess it comes down to you promise anything to your base during the primary, but eventually you're probably going to change your tune in the general election.
That's right. And of course, you're absolutely right. When you talk about Democrats moving to the left, I think that's going to happen a lot during the primary, as it often does. You see Republicans move to the right and more conservative and sound oftentimes more conservative in the primary than they do when you get around to the general election. So I think that's true. If the Democratic nominee ends up being Hillary Clinton, and certainly by all accounts, 2 years away from the primary process right now, she's got a huge lead and looks like a virtual lock. Of course, that can change. But I think you would see her maybe try and placate some folks in the left, you know, with some of these, you know, so-called social justice ideas, helping the middle class, economic populism. You might see a lot more of that than perhaps you'd see in a general election campaign, where perhaps Hillary Clinton would move to the center and try and present herself as maybe more moderate, level-headed, pragmatic, and practical than President Obama has been. So that remains to be seen. But I think in the primary is really when you're going to see these Democratic candidates, whoever it is, Clinton, Biden, O'Malley, Elizabeth Warren, if she gets into the race, I think you're going to see them try and sort of, you know, outdo each other in terms of getting to the left of President Obama on the economic populism issue.
Yeah, and you mentioned that it's going to be difficult for Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton to distance themselves from this president if they so desire on specific issues. Not the case for the tax overspending tax Governor Martin O'Malley of Maryland.
Right.
Yeah.
No, that's true. And I think that's why, you know, you would see potentially Joe Biden or Hillary Clinton if, you know, if they end up being two front runners in the race, certainly as it looks right now. They can't distance themselves from President Obama. They can't particularly offer something new and fresh. I mean, Hillary Clinton, of course, is tied to everything about President Obama's foreign policy in the first 4 years, and Joe Biden's tied to virtually everything in this administration. He's been a chief cheerleader for the health care reform law, for a number of other things. So they can't distance themselves specifically from the president, so the only thing they could do and potentially go further to the left, say, here are the next steps in this, you know, democratic ideal of where we're going. Here's the next wave, the next evolution, if you will, of President Obama's agenda. So that's where they would go. Now, you mentioned Martin O'Malley. If this president ends up being, you know, relatively unpopular come 2016, in much the way that George Bush was pretty unpopular by the time 2008 rolled around, it could potentially be easier for somebody like a Martin O'Malley who has no real connection to this administration other than being a supporter of the health care law and some other initiatives like that. I mean, he could easily come in and say, I'm the person that can kind of turn the page and get this thing back on track if the president's approval ratings are, you know, as low as President Bush's were back in 2008.
Yeah. The problem that O'Malley would have, in my mind, is that he has raised taxes 21 times since he's been, since he's been the governor of Maryland. And confronted with it, he goes, yeah, I did. So, I mean, it's kind of telegraphing his punch to the entire nation. Hey, get ready.
Right. No, that's true. And, of course, he's got a name recognition problem, too. I mean, a lot of folks, I think, outside of the Beltway here don't know who Martin O'Malley is. But you're absolutely right about the tax argument. Of course, that's going to remind everybody of, I think it's about a year ago now or so, when Rick Perry took to the air to tell people to move their businesses out of Maryland and move them down to Texas because Martin O'Malley was raising taxes too much. I think you'd certainly see a lot more of that if he decides to get into the race.
Yeah. I see him as more of a VP candidate at this stage of the game. Perhaps, you know, it could end up being a Hillary, O'Malley ticket. Who knows?
That wouldn't surprise me. The one thing that did surprise me a little bit in doing this piece is that there really is an appetite out there, at least among some on the left, I guess some hardcore progressives on the left, who really want to see somebody other than Hillary Clinton, other than Joe Biden, frankly, even other than a Martin O'Malley, who's, you know, for as good of a candidate as may be, not the most exciting guy in the world. They're looking for somebody else, and the name that keeps coming up, of course, is Elizabeth Warren. She said she doesn't want to get into the race. But she really seems to, when you talk to folks on the left, talk to progressive groups, there seems to be an excitement around her in much the same way there was an excitement around Barack Obama back in 2007, 2008. So that's going to be something interesting to watch. She said she doesn't plan to get into the race. She's made some almost, you know, Sherman-esque statements about not getting into the race. But that can all change over the next 2 years. And if she does, I think that would really shake things up in the Democratic primary.
Mm-hmm. And would also, I guess it would revive the story about her being a Native American, but not really being Native American.
I suspect that would probably come up, yes.
Any other names popping up besides hers?
As far as the progressives on the left, not really. I mean, Andrew Cuomo, of course, the governor of New York, his name keeps popping up, but I think he's got more name recognition than Martin O'Malley, but he's got some similar problems that Mr. O'Malley has, you mentioned, in terms of taxing and not taking advantage, not really turning around the economy as much as he'd like in New York. So I don't know if he'd fare a whole lot better. Those really seem to be the ones that are popping up right now. Of course, there's some dark horses. I mean, 2 years out from the primary process, I don't think a lot of people expected Barack Obama to swoop in and win the Democratic nomination. So you never know. But no, those really seem to be the ones at the top of the list right now. Clinton, Biden, O'Malley, Elizabeth Warren, if somebody can convince her to run, and potentially Andrew Cuomo. Those are the five that seem to be that I hear most.
Okay. All right. Very good. Folks, if you haven't read it, check it out. To Distance Themselves from Obama, 2016, Democrats Will Move to the Left. It's by Ben Wolfgang. It's in today's Washington Times. Ben, good to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Andy.
1229, 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. This portion of my show is brought to you by K-Hub Nanian Homes. New communities, new designs. Go to khub.com for more information. That's khov.com. Still to come, Dave Boyer has the latest from the White House. What the president's doing this week, what he did over the weekend. You'll want to hear about it. Stay right here.